The conflict has already turned deadly. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. As the world waits to see if Russia will invade Ukraine, there's been renewed fighting in eastern Ukraine between Ukrainian soldiers and Russian-backed separatists. Ukraine says two of their soldiers were killed. Meanwhile, in Munich, a security conference continues.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Munich. She spoke of potential consequences for Russia.
The purpose of the sanctions has always been and continues to be deterrence. But let's also recognize the unique nature of the sanctions that we have outlined. These are some of the greatest sanctions, if not the strongest, that we've ever issued.
But following their meeting, Zelensky appeared to take a swipe at the administration for not imposing these said sanctions as a preemptive deterrent.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Queen Elizabeth has COVID-19. Buckingham Palace says the 95-year-old British monarch has mild cold-like symptoms and will continue with her duties. In the coming days in Britain, people with COVID won't be required to self-isolate. The government is moving to end all restrictions. Something went horribly wrong in the air over Southern California.
Two officers from the Huntington Beach Police Department were responding to Newport Beach. They were responding in our helicopter, which is called HB-1. The helicopter crashed for reasons that we're not certain of.
Huntington Beach Police Chief Eric Parra, one of the officers on board, was killed. The other was critically hurt. Another helicopter went down in the waters over South Florida. Officials in Miami say no one was seriously hurt. The Winter Olympics are coming to an end. The closing ceremony for the Games is underway in Beijing. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
They honored his life and protested his death. More than 50 people marched yesterday in Hemingway, South Carolina, in memory of Robert Jr. Langley. He was killed by a police officer earlier this month after rolling through a stop sign and then leading police on a 9-mile chase. After Langley crashed his car, Officer Cassandra Dollard shot him as he climbed out of the passenger side. She told investigators she feared for her life. She also admitted she never confirmed if Langley had a weapon. No weapon was recovered. In Texas, an arrest is made in a decades-old murder.
Investigators arresting 60-year-old Edward Morgan of Dallas on a capital murder charge in connection with the 1984 killing of 21-year-old Mary Jane Thompson, who prosecutors say was also sexually assaulted. Thompson was an aspiring model who worked at a florist shop and a restaurant after moving to Dallas about 6 months before her death. Police reopened the case for a second time in 2018, and Morgan was identified as a suspect through technology that uses genealogical websites, enabling police to ID potential relatives of a suspect based on crime scene DNA. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
The streets of Canada's capital are a lot quieter this morning. Police in Ottawa have driven out the vast majority of people protesting COVID-19 restrictions. Police say some of them were aggressive and assaultive. In the past couple of days, nearly 200 people have been arrested. In the U.S., more large cities are lifting COVID-19 restrictions.
This is a virus. It's never going to go away. We have to learn to manage it. And managing it with heavy-handed government tactics, like we've seen some states here in the United States do, or what's going on in Canada with these truckers, That's not productive. That doesn't work long term.
Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.